One of your priority bills this session is making its way through the legislature. That is Senate Bill 99. Tell us what that bill does, Senator.
Yes, we perfected it last night. This is the bill to make the public administrator in the city of St. Louis an appointed position instead of an elected position.
I believe most administrators are elected in the state, or do we know?
Most administrators are, but the ones in the larger counties, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jackson County, they're all appointed. So what this will do is it'll bring the city of St. Louis into line with the Class A counties. It'll be better service for the residents and for the citizens. Public administrator has a very important job, but it's a very thankless job. It's a fee-based role. Most of the estates that he represents don't have enough assets to pay the fee. So this will allow him to be salaried, give him a budget, and let him properly run his office.
As most elected officials have the ability to do.
Exactly, exactly. This is a bad situation for it. The residents are the ones that suffer, so we just need to fix it.
As we move into budget time, we're hearing a lot about, and have been hearing since the governor's state of the state, about Medicaid and the need to reform the system and the opportunities that exist for some major improvements that could come about. And a lot of that is dependent upon the Missouri Senate and the legislature this year.
It's a huge opportunity for the state of Missouri. Medicaid expansion is, well, it all depends what study you look at, but we're talking about an influx in the economy of Missouri of $2 billion. This is tax money that Missouri citizens pay to the federal government. We'll get $2 billion of it back. It makes no sense not to expand and give our $2 billion to some other state. It makes no sense. We need to do this. It'll generate 24,000 jobs. It'll provide insurance services for all of our residents. It's a quality of life thing also.
Additional, 300,000 people could be eligible for Medicaid?
300,000 people that currently don't have Medicaid. Currently now, the only people on Medicaid are disabled, pregnant women, children, and seniors. And these are people making $9 and $10 an hour. These are people that are out when it snows, they shovel the walk for you, make sure you get to work on time. These are people out there, they're working. They aren't sitting at home watching television. They're working. They're just not making a good wage, and they can't afford insurance.
Is this something that would be federally funded past a certain point, or does the state have to take over at a certain time?
Well, the first 3 years are 100% federally funded. And then after that, it steps down to year 10. It's 90% federal funded to 10% state funded. 10% is a big number, but for what we're getting in return, we need to find the money to do this.
Is this something that has to be done, if not this year, then this session even?
Well, ideally, we'd like to do it this session. I would prefer not to go into a special session. Like I said before, the first 3 years is 100% federally funded. If we don't get in on the first year, then it's only going to be the first 2 years of federally funded. Why give up a whole year's worth of revenue? We ought to do it now, and let's move on with it.